Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Tough Talk Christian Radio. Tough Talk Christian Radio is for those who want to share and receive expressions of faith that will help take you to the next step in your relationship with Christ. Tough Talk Christian Radio is brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now here's your host, Tony Gambone.
All right, welcome to the show. My name is Tony Gambone, and this is Tough Talk Christian Radio, brought to you live every Sunday from the Tough Talk Radio Networks. And we are located just outside of Houston, Texas, a suburb called Katy, Texas. Super excited today, as I am every Sunday, to be able to do my show. It's just a pleasure that God blesses me with the opportunity to share what others are doing and how they're helping people transform their lives, or how God has helped them to transform their own lives. So always excited to be able to do this. We have a great guest today. And she is someone that is, she's a mindset and business coach who works a lot with women, but men out there, just know that you qualify as well. There's no reason why we shouldn't be able to change our mindset as well. And I find that if you tuned in last week, we talked about the year 2020, and what the word, what the number 20 in the Bible talks about, and some of it was, you know, redemption, dreams, comebacks. We talked about finding our purpose and, you know, discovering what we love, what we hate, what we grieve over, so that we could kind of know things that we could point us in the direction that God planted on us to be a leader in that area, or someone that helps others. So I think today's show is really an awesome opportunity for, you know, getting the right mindset to do that. Now, my wife and I just got back late last night from Las Vegas, and unfortunately, it was a business trip, so we weren't out there winning millions of dollars, but we were out there in a program. We have a remodeling company, and it was about growing our business and doing things that, things that it takes to be successful in building a business. We can do the work, as a lot of us can do things in our lives or in our businesses that we have the knack for, but how do we make it successful and how do we make it sustainable? And so one of the things that I had to learn was to change my mindset. That's why I'm excited about today's show, because, well, we're always looking for a way to be better, or we should be, right? And so today's show is really going to help me a lot, and I hope it helps others out there. And before we bring up our guests, I'd like to just get some housekeeping out of the way. You can go to toughtalkchristianradio.com and register to be a guest on our show if you have some valuable stuff to bring to the show that will help others either see the power in the Lord, or what it is that you're doing in your life, what's directed you to do it, how you've been blessed, or what you've witnessed as someone has seen blessings to others. You could also go to toughtalkradionetwork.com and click on the list of shows there to, if it fits your opportunity to be a guest on their show. We have more shows coming up. My wife and I are starting back up our House Talk Radio. As I mentioned, we have a remodeling business, so we're always doing some of those shows as well. So you can call into the show, 347-989-1363. To listen by phone, or you can just call in 347-989-1363 and press the number 1 if you want to ask the guest or myself a question. You can hit us up on Facebook under Tough Talk Radio Network or Tony Gambone. I'm always looking to make connections with people. I'm a big believer in building relationships to build your business. And look, you could have a corporate job, but I think life is an everyday business. We have to put in to receive benefits out of everything that we do, just like a business. So it's real important to build those relationships. And in any way that we can help you here, we're always looking to meet people that we can grow from, learn from, and teach with. And, you know, if there's something you need prayers for, hey, hit us up. You can get me at info@toughtalkradionetwork.com. So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to take a very short break, and And we're going to recognize a foundation here in our Katy area, someone that's doing a lot of great things for women who suffer from different types of cancer. So what we're going to do is take a short break, come back, and we're going to bring Dawn, our guest, up here in just a second. So we'll be right back after this short break.
Do you know a family fighting cancer? The Jest Foundation nonprofit was founded right here in Katy, Texas, by cancer survivor Michelle Perzan, whose vision is to assist those currently fighting by providing grants to help support family needs, whether spiritually, emotionally, or financially. Michelle and her family know all too well that there comes a time when the day-to-day needs we take for granted become impossible. Jest Foundation has been able to bless 100% of the applications submitted, and now they need your help. Find out more by going to jestfoundation.org.
All right, welcome back. This is Tony Gambone. This is Tough Talk Christian Radio, and our show title today is Shifting Your Mindset. And if you are someone that has a foundation or an organization that you want to be recognized on the air, you can contact me at info@toughtalkradionetwork.com. Just shoot me an email and we can talk more about that. So I'm going to bring up my guest here today. Her name is Dawn Apon. I hope I'm saying that right. She's a mindset and business coach who gives women the tools and support needed to find faith in themselves and live a life of purpose. Now, we all know, man or female, finding the life of purpose is probably the hardest thing we can try to do, but the most successful way of enjoying a happy, continuous life. So without wasting any more time, we're going to have Dawn tell us more about herself. I want to welcome Dawn to this show. Dawn, welcome.
Hi, Tony. Thank you so much.
Now, could you pronounce your last name? Because I don't know if I got it right.
Yes, it's Apon. My husband is Filipino, so you can remember it by saying, like, you step up one stair.
Up one. Oh, hey, up I would have never got that in a million years, so I do apologize, but I will now not forget it. Yes, ma'am. So tell me, where are you calling in from? Where are you from originally?
I am from Seattle, and I grew up south of Seattle, maybe about 50 miles. So I'm definitely a Pacific Northwest girl. I've lived in other places around the U.S. and in Canada, but born and bred Seattle area. Yep.
And do you have a family?
Man,
I know
you
married. Do you
yes.
have children? Yes, ma'am.
I do. I'm married, and I have one that's ours, and she's now three, and then we have three what I call my bonus kids, kids from my husband's previous marriage. So they are almost 22, 18, and 13.
Oh, boy. So you stay pretty
yes.
busy.
I definitely do.
Yeah. There's a mindset change, huh?
Oh, yeah. Within a two-week span, I graduated from seminary, got married, became a stepmom, and moved to an entirely new city and was a pastor of a church there. So I had a lot of change in a very short amount of time.
I find it interesting that women are able to adapt so easily like that. They're, I guess it's just a gene that God gave them that men don't have. I'm not sure what the real breakdown is, but I guess it comes from being a mother and a wife, because I find that my wife, we have two sons, and then there's me, so she's got her hands full all the time. So
I always say God gives us the grace that we need.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. So did you grow up in a church?
I did. Yeah, I had Christian parents. My mom was a school teacher at a Christian school, so I was able to attend for free through the sixth grade. So I had a really solid faith background. I still remember a lot of those verses I memorized as a kid. And then went to public school after that, and then ended up attending Biola University, which is a Christian university in a suburb of Los Angeles. I've always been part of a faith community.
Hmm. You went to seminary school. What was the reasoning? I mean, what was it that brought you to doing that?
God's call on my life, for sure. I actually always intended to go into the science field and had a job offer in that direction and loved science and particularly like genes and cancer research and things like that. But I went on a mission trip to Mexico just before my senior year of high school and really felt God's call to serve in ministry and to be open to that. So I majored in intercultural studies as an undergrad student. And then I did a few other things after my undergrad work, lived in Canada for a while, and then felt the call to go to seminary. So I didn't do that until my mid to late 20s.
Mm. Well, I always, I kind of look up to people that go through the seminary program because it just seems, and maybe it's just for me, that, boy, it's just so much to retain and learn. And, you know, I mean, I read the Bible. I try to read it every day, parts of it. And, you know, sometimes I'm just reading words and sometimes it speaks to me, but it just seems always kind of complicated, especially when you hear pastors explain different things that they read after you read the same thing. So have you found that going to that, through that seminary, has helped you to understand more when you're reading it, or is that just something God puts on you?
I think that's something that the Holy Spirit can do as you're reading. You know, the scripture tells us that he's our counselor and our guide, and Jesus even says, you know, I'm giving you a gift of one who will help you in understanding. And so I think that's part of it for sure, is the Holy Spirit. And I'm a total book nerd, so I love commentaries and I dive into commentaries. And so, yeah, I learn a lot of book knowledge that way. But I think also life really teaches us a lot of how to understand scripture. And I mean, you're a parent, and I imagine if you were a Christian prior to having kids, that perhaps your understanding of some scripture or even your understanding of God changed after having your own children. And so that's how I feel. Also, life is an education in our understanding of scripture, and a verse that you might have read, you know, 50 or 100 times after you have a certain experience in life, that meaning might change for you. So it's some of both.
Absolutely. And I find that to be true. Now, I didn't, I was not a, I would say a believer. You know, I was brought to Catholic Church at a young age, but at the age of 53 is when I found the Lord. And so it had a different meaning for me now that I'm turning 64. So, I mean, there's a few times when I said, I think I really messed up my children from not knowing this prior, but with God's grace and mercy, I guess they'll be okay, you know. So anyway, I just wanted to get some background on you and find out. There's something that I read, and I think it was on your website, and people can find it by going to Dawn. I'm going to spell the last name. It's APUAN.com. And when I clicked on the About page, it told me that you were part of you were a director for a nonprofit, but it told me that there was something that really changed your life, and it's all biblically based, is what it says. And can you touch on that a little bit?
Sure. Yeah, well, I think, as with many people, there's a couple of major moments in our life that shape us and change us. And in ministry, that definitely was true. My husband and I had been pastoring actually pastored for 25 years, and then I pastored for 7. And we were in one community for 5 years together, married, and my daughter had just turned one, and we had a review from the leadership at the church. And basically, we were told that we were failing, that our church wasn't big enough, and we weren't hadn't recorded enough salvations in those 5 years. And so, as a result of that, our family got moved. We were demoted to other positions, and it was just a really dark time for me. The most challenging part of that, outside of being told that you're a failure when you know, given blood, sweat, and tears to ministry for 5 years, was the fact that because we were moved and like put basically under other pastors, I was no longer able to have my daughter with me at work or to work from home. And so they made the decision for me to put her in childcare, and I wasn't ready for it. She wasn't ready for it. And I got really severely depressed. I was having panic attacks, where I was having trouble breathing even about that situation. And so it was a really dark time in my life. I know my husband was very worried about my safety. And it's in that time that I didn't grow distant from God, but I just was so hurt. And, it wasn't my vision of how I wanted to parent. I didn't have my daughter to have someone else raise her and to be told how to raise her. And so it was a major struggle for me. And she was crying like a couple hours a night, starting after she started childcare. So, and it was even like a nanny situation. I didn't put her in a regular daycare. But it was just really hard on her, and she would cry every night. And, there's a whole slew of feelings that come as a mom when you feel like you're failing your child and not living up to the way I wanted to parent and raise her. And so, at that point I just kind of decided, there's one night she was crying and tears were rolling down my face as I stood outside her door, and I thought, okay, the only thing that's going to change this is if I change, if I do something. A few weeks prior to that, I had texted my sister, there's no hope. And, going from that place of feeling so stuck and so hopeless and like I wasn't doing what I wanted to do for my daughter, the real change came in taking responsibility and deciding that I was going to change. And then what does that look like? How do I grow? What do I learn? And the first major shift for me was deciding that everything happened for me and not to me. For those first few months, I was living as a victim, like, oh, they did this to us. They moved our family. They told us we were failures. They did this and, yada, yada, yada. And I was really stuck in that victim mentality. And then I realized that gives all the power to them, and they don't care. They don't know how I'm suffering. And I decided to take my power back and say, okay, if this didn't happen to me and it happened for me, how can I learn? How can I grow? What can I do in this situation to become a better person? And in that, I bought a digital marketing course because I was Googling work from home, so that I could try to find, another source of income where I could quit. And bought this digital marketing course, and they kept talking about people like Tony Robbins and personal development. And so I started down that path. And in personal development, with people like Tony Robbins and other big names, they're not necessarily overtly Christian, but the messages are all biblical. They talk about forgiveness. They talk about love. They talk about gratitude. It's all things in scripture. And it enlivened my faith in such a different way to hear it from the secular world with just a different twist than what we hear at church. And so through that journey, it just absolutely changed my life. I found more joy than I had in 30 years of being a Christian through changing my mindset and how I viewed life.
that's powerful. You know, it's, I guess, a blessing that we can't see what's going on at the time and why we feel like we're a victim, or why we feel like maybe we're being punished, or what did we do wrong, and why is God doing this to us? But as we travel down the path, we're able to look back, at least I say, and always be able to see, oh, I get it. I might have been in the wrong lane. Now I'm where I'm supposed to be doing what I'm supposed to be doing. But boy, what a hard journey for especially a mom to have to go through to do that. But look at what you learned to be able to teach other women. I think that's priceless.
Yeah, absolutely. And now I'm filled with such gratitude, because I know that I never would be where I am today had I not gone through that. And then,
yeah,
of course, you know, that change in my own life and my daughter's life, I was eventually able to get us out of that unhealthy situation, and, you know, grow a business that's thriving and all of that. And then now I can help other people. And that really is the true blessing and joy as well.
Yeah, because you're still teaching. And it sounds like your beginning was because you were a teacher and at heart, you know. I mean, a lot of people just like teaching but don't know how to serve that purpose properly. And sometimes I think, well, God takes control of things against our will. And I see it as a blessing that you were able to recognize, just from things like Tony Robbins. I mean, I've seen him in person, and, you know, he's way different than seeing a person like Andy Stanley or Tony Evans. And so, you know, but there is that same purpose, the same mindset there. You have to be willing to look at things differently, and that's not always easy when you're stuck in the rut. So,
for sure.
Tell me about your business, okay? I mean, you talk about overcoming challenges in life, the three mindset shifts that completely transformed your life, okay? And I know that you work with women, and you know, I guess because men have egos, it doesn't look like they need to have confidence, but most of us have egos because we lack confidence. But that's probably another show. Tell me about what made you decide to work with women. And, I mean, tell me a little bit about your business, what you do. I know that you help people start businesses. I know you show them what a funnel is. There's just different things that you do. Could you go over that a little bit with the audience?
Yeah. Yeah, it's funny that you mentioned men, because I actually was on a sales call with a man earlier this week. I didn't necessarily just set out to help women, and I totally will help men. I jump on strategy sessions with them. I think I just naturally attract women and moms in particular, because I do talk about my story, and I talk about why I became an entrepreneur was because I was a mom, and that how that changed my life. So nothing against men. I'm happy to serve them as well. It took me a while to really find my niche, I guess, within business. I tried a lot of different things. I started as an affiliate marketer, which just means that I built funnels and ran Facebook ads to sell other people's products, and then I would get a commission for that. So that's how I started learning the skills. And then once we stepped out of ministry, my husband and I wanted to still have a kind of ministry and to be teaching what I had learned and serving other people. Like, that's just part of who I am. So I wanted my online business to actually matter and not just be selling products and getting commissions. So that's how I ultimately ended up doing copywriting and funnel building. So a funnel is kind of like a website, but it's an automated system for gathering leads and then making sales. So if you've ever seen pop-ups on websites or pages where you've put in your name and email to get something for free, those are the kinds of things that I build. And then I build the sales pages. Most of my clients are online course creators or coaches and consultants. So they're selling digital information products and or one-on-one services. And so I write the sales copy and build those pages for them in order to help their businesses grow and thrive. And then I also, for a lot of those clients, they hire me to run their Facebook ads as well. So I do that. And then the one-on-one coaching, I help build a business. So if when I have clients that come who are just starting out or they've been in it for a while and not making money, then I help them one-on-one and we go through a whole program on the right steps to take. I mean, you can take, you know, something in entrepreneurship, we always say, you know, just take one step a day and you'll be 365 steps further by the end of the year. And that is true, but it also matters what steps you're taking. And I firmly believe in the power of coaching and having that accountability and more so having an investment in yourself. Coaching for a lot of people is a big leap financially. It was a leap for me. When I hired a coach, I had made in 8 months, like the first 8 months of the year, I hadn't even made like 1 month worth of my investment in the coach. And we were living paycheck to paycheck, and she cost almost as much as two paychecks. So at the time, it wasn't like I had the money. I knew that I had to invest myself and go to the next level. And so that's something that I love about coaching and working one-on-one with people, is it's sort of like taking the elevator instead of the stairs to success. Like when you can learn so closely with someone who's walked that road and done the things, and you can just be told, okay, this is what's next. This is what's next. Take this step. You'll just find success so much faster. So that is also what I do. So I have kind of a few ways that I help and serve through the business.
Well, you know, I'm a big believer that coaching is important. We always have to be willing to make changes in our lives. But when you're dealing with entrepreneurs, they have a certain personality. And I use myself as an example. I've been around the remodeling trade for about 40 years. So I didn't really think anyone could tell me about how to do remodeling. What I found out about is I could build anything except the business I was running properly. So it took a lot to get out of my own way. And do you find that entrepreneurs, well, let's just say for a better word, they're not stubborn. They might be a little bit more difficult when it comes to giving up control and trusting in the coach 100%, even if you don't do what they do for a living.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that is a challenge, and that's definitely the stubbornness, or I would say strong will, in lots of entrepreneurs, but that's what I think makes you stick around, you know. Entrepreneurship yeah. is not easy. They say 8 out of 10 businesses fail. You know, I forget what the stat is. It's like hundreds every day start businesses in this country, and very few compared to that are actually successful. But it's the grit of the ones that do, the ones that never give up. But I think an important shift, and what I find helps, is if they realize, number one, they're really good at their zone of genius, and their zone of genius in many cases is not marketing. So they might be really good at, say, home remodeling, but to hire someone who can then help them communicate the message so that they can sell those home remodels is a game changer, so that you actually have clients. And so that's kind of the route that I take, is, you know, they know their area, and I come alongside to support that. And, you know, they're way more of an expert on whatever their niche is than I am, but I can provide the expert advice on how to market it, what words to use, how to communicate their message in a way that speaks to the people who really need that message. And I I always think of it as one mentor said to me, you know, you are the answer to someone's prayer. And when I'm writing copy for someone's business, that's what I'm thinking about. I'm thinking about their ideal clients. I'm thinking about, you know, if I don't do my job right or well, then somebody's missing out, because if they're not going to spend the money to pay for whatever the solution is, then they're not getting that solution in their life. And so many of my clients are doing amazing things. You know, I've had clients who are horse trainers, wedding planners, lactation consultants, productivity coaches, like all range of expertise, but all serving and helping other people in some way. And so, you know, I see it as a very high privilege and honor to be able to communicate that message and to help entrepreneurs understand that that often is the barrier, is how they're communicating. Not that they're not amazing at what they do, but that how we communicate that message is a game changer for their business.
So, you know, Dawn, I was just mentioned I was at a 4-day workshop with an institute that just deals with remodel contractors and home builders. And, you know, that's a niche in itself, right? And when it comes to marketing, well, so for instance, if I take some pictures of before and after and just boost it on Facebook, I should get a big response, right? At least that's what the average person thinks. And I'm learning, I'm learning that there's way more to it. There's, you know, what are the different things in your business that are important? And let someone like yourself that can copyright, write the advertisement and know the market that you're trying to solicit to. And I mean, this is a whole job in itself. And so if you're doing something like that, instead of running your business, it's another reason to fail. So this is something I've just been giving up the control of as I'm learning to have a different mindset and growing my business. Do you find that it's the same situation where if you're teaching people this here that they say, well, I can't write or I don't know how to do that? So this is the part I believe you're taking over for them. Is that correct?
Right. Yeah, I provide the done-for-you services, with the exception of, like, if I'm one-on-one coaching someone on how to start or grow a business. Everything else besides that in my business is done for you services. So I write Facebook ads, I write sales pages, I run ads for people that hire me to manage them on a monthly basis. So I do both, but that's the majority of my work is done for you services.
Well, that's awesome, because there's a lot of people out there that need this. Now, I know that you go out and speak. And I've been posting stuff all over social media, Facebook and Twitter, about you and your website. And I'm going to spell it out again. It's dawnapuan.com, where you can find out all types of information. But speaking, you do go out and speak. Do you travel across the country and speak, or is it a matter of who's willing to pay for you to get there? How does that work, and what are some of your topics that you like to speak on?
Yeah, that is part of my business that I'm not as focused on marketing right now. But I did just come back 2 weeks ago from a speaking trip in Orlando. And that was to female entrepreneurs on copywriting and funnels. And that was amazing. I got to bring my 3-year-old to Disney World and meet the princesses, and that is been a dream, of course, of mine and on my vision board for the last few years. So that is a perk of speaking. That's the furthest I've gone. Most of the speaking I've done has been local and with church groups or MOPs. So in those types of situations, and then I also still preach at the church we attend sometimes when the pastors are gone. But in those cases, I talk about mindset and faith and how things like love for ourselves and gratitude and faith change, like when we change our mindset in those areas, we can have the power to totally change our life and our circumstance and be transformed. So that messaging and the digital course that I have on that topic is all inspired by Romans 12:2, where Paul says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And my life has been so transformed by the mindset renewal that's why I created the 30-day course called the Faith Lift Challenge. And that's why I created it, because I saw, you know, I went from being depressed and having panic attacks to having more joy than I had ever had in my whole entire life, and more hope for the future and excitement and faith for what was to come. And so I did my best to encapsulate that in that course. So that's often what I speak on. And then the business side, when I'm talking about funnels and Facebook ads and copywriting, I always end up weaving in some mindset, because, you know, you can have all the skill set in the world, but if you don't have the right mindset, you're probably not going to go very far. So I always weave it in, because it's such an important part of my story. I always say that entrepreneurship saved my life, and the reason, outside of being able to totally change our circumstances and get out of the situation we were in, it changed my life spiritually, emotionally, mentally. And so I'm always, any chance I get, talking about the power of our mindset and the power that we have to choose each and every day, each and every moment, how we're going to look at life, how we're going to respond to life.
Well, Dawn, time goes quick on these shows, and we're going to have you back on, because there's a lot more that we need to cover. But I'm just so thankful, and I find it interesting, the sense of humor that God has, because he seems to put us in places and we don't know why we're there. And then afterwards, we realize that through that struggle, we were able to relate and help so many others, because our past story is the connection that allows people to open up their arms and welcome you in to help them. So I just think that's an awesome story. There's a question I asked every guest, and that is, in the year 2020, and we're just getting started, so this is a good time of the year for this, what is a recommendation that you tell people as they go forward this year, whether they're a corporate executive, the janitor at the high school, or a self-employed individual? What's a piece of advice you can leave them?
Oh, I love this question. The first thing that comes to mind, and something that really, I guess, was a pivot point for me in 2019, so it's fresh on my mind, is having fun. And that sounds like a weird piece of advice, but especially if you're an entrepreneur or a high top executive, you know, it's so easy for life to be so serious and hard. And I've had so many people actually tell me, life is hard, life's meant to be hard. Even as Christians, you know, we're supposed to have a hard life, and I don't believe that that's true. But I tend to be a serious person, always have been since I was a little kid, and there's a long history to why. When I started intentionally every single day deciding to have fun rather than be stressed with a scarcity mindset about money, about our circumstances, about being stuck, but look at life with joy and more as a game and integrating fun, things started shifting so fast. I mean, like, ridiculously fast in my life when I started changing my mindset about that. So that's what I would say for 2020, is think about what the major stressors are in your life, and then think about how to make it a game. And closely related with that is gratitude. I write out gratitude every single day, thanking God for things that haven't yet happened, but thanking him as if they have. So in 2020, if your goal is to get a different job, if your goal is to start a business, if your goal is to reconcile a relationship, start writing it every day, thanking God for it already happening. And you will start seeing amazing things in your life. So that's what I would want to share.
I'm a big believer. Having fun allows you to smile. Having a smile allows your heart to open up. And when that all happens, it's just priceless what could take place. And once again, it's a choice, right? It's just a change of a mindset. And I believe that it's good to be around like-minded people. That's why having a coach to keep you on course, you know, because a human being is just natural to try to jump off board and just give it up. So it's always good to pay for the opportunity, because then you have something invested in it and you have to make it work. So all the things you're doing are awesome, and your advice is very strong. And so make sure today, if anybody listening to this knows one thing, go read Romans 12:2, okay, and put a smile on your face. Dawn, thank you so much for being a part of our show. I'm going to reach out to get you back on, and I know that I asked you this before the show, but I'm a big believer of this here. Your story needs to be told, and I hope that you're in the process of writing a book, and you're going to come back and share that with us as well.
I'd love to, and I'd love to be back on the show again sometime. Thank you so much for this opportunity to share.
My pleasure. Folks, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to wrap up the show, but in the meantime, I want to make sure that you go to the right website, dawnapuan.com. Check out what Dawn is doing. And for you women out there, check this out. This is an opportunity for you to share something that a lot of women struggle with, some relatable stuff. I mean, I know women are all about their family and their children, and they come first. And sometimes life throws curveballs at us, and so we just need to know how to work around that. And we need to have someone on our side that understands that. So, you know, I could talk to you all day long, but I'm not a woman, okay? I haven't been through that experience. I can't be a mom. I can only be a dad, and that's a different experience. So make sure to reach out to Dawn and hit her up. And let me tell you, you could also just email her. I'm going to spell it dmapuan@gmail.com. Or go to the website and reach out to her. I'll tell you, I think it'll be something that you're very thankful to have done. We're going to take a real short break. When we come back, we'll wrap up the show.
House Talk Radio. Join Tony and Wendy Gambone on House Talk Radio, where they talk all things house. From tips on home repairs and remodeling to best practices on buying and selling a home, hiring contractors, home loans, and insurance, as well as decorating ideas and how to get the most bang for your buck. If you would like more information about House Talk Radio, go to housetalkradio.com.
All right, folks, and you know, that's our show for today. Dawn, we just can't thank you enough for sharing, and I hope people will go to Dawn, dawnapuan.com, hook up with Dawn, have her come and speak to your group. And I'm sure that if it's something that you can't afford to pay her to fly there, I'm sure she'll put together something online where you guys can all communicate and get more of her information. I hope that everyone has a blessed week, and let's take some advice. Let's try having some fun this week. Let's see how it works. Just put a smile on your face, okay? Maybe you need to write it down, okay? Maybe you just, you know what I do? On my phone, I have a picture of my 14-month-old grandson. When my day isn't going well, I just push that button that makes the screensaver come on, and I remember how blessed I am. So for yous out there that are going through hard times, our prayers are with you. You can email me at info@toughtalkradionetwork to get us to get you on our prayer list, and I hope everyone just has a blessed week and safe travels. So that's our show for today. We'll see you next week.
You have been listening to Tough Talk Christian Radio with Tony Gambone, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. A special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, please visit toughtalkradionetwork.com for more information.